You're stepping into the land where humanity's greatest stories began, the birthplace of writing of lore. Iraq, the cradle that rocked countless civilizations, now steeped in silence and shadows. How can the very soil that birthed the first cities now conceal shattered fragments of bone beneath shifting sands? Join us as we explore the enduring mysteries and astonishing contradictions of a land both sacred and scarred, where every grain of sand whispers tales of glory and enigma. Some cities live in the present, and then there's Baghdad, a city that lives in every century at once. Standing by the Tigris River at dusk, you can almost hear the souls of poets whispering over the drone of car engines and the call to prayer. The river flows through the city like an ancient storyteller carrying fragments of wisdom, war, and wonder in its slow brown current. Baghdad's beauty isn't loud, it's layered. Golden-domed mosques rise behind concrete towers, their minarets catching the sun like unfading memories. The Al-Qadimiyya Mosque gleams against the sky, a masterpiece of faith and geometry, while the Adhan echoes softly over the river. Miles away, the Abu Hanifa Mosque stands in Adhamiyya, its serenity undisturbed by the hum of the modern city growing around it. In between traffic pulses, markets buzz, and somehow, miraculously, the city's heartbeat remains steady. And if you delve even deeper through modern Baghdad, that ancient thirst for knowledge still simmers not in a palace or a library, but within the Iraq National Museum. Here, the city that once taught the world how to think now safeguards what's left of that wisdom. Behind glass cases are fragments of civilization, tablets, tools, and secrets that survived fire, flood, and war. It's as if Baghdad, having lost its voice, relearned it through its relics. The Amustan Syria School in Baghdad is a masterpiece of Abbasid architecture, a vast courtyard framed by elegant arches, intricate brickwork, and geometric mosaics that whisper of lost knowledge. Built in the 13th century, it once housed scholars who mapped the stars and healed the sick. After centuries later, this cradle of intellect stood silent amid the ruins of war, a university outlasting empires. The statues of Scheherazade and King Shahryar stand majestically along Baghdad's Abu Nuwar Street beside the glittering Tigris River, a poetic encounter of legend and history. Sculpted in 1975 by Muhammad Ghani Hikmat, these bronze figures capture the eternal dialogue between wisdom and power. Scheherazade stands tall and poised her hands, halfway raised as if weaving words into the air. Before her, King Shahryar sits leaning back in quiet awe, his posture torn between authority and surrender, his gaze intently fixed on her voice. Bathed in golden sunlight and surrounded by palm trees, the pair seems frozen in time, a vivid reminder that in Baghdad, words have always been mightier than swords. Some ruins whisper, Babylon roars in silence. What's left of the world's most magnificent empire now lies beneath the dust of southern Iraq, a mosaic of broken bricks and buried dreams. Yet even in its wreckage, Babylon exudes a commanding presence. You're standing on ground where kings once claimed to touch the heavens, and perhaps for a moment, they almost did. They say the Hanging Gardens were built here, a mountain of green, suspended in the desert, watered by a secret system of pumps that lifted the Euphrates into the sky. But no one has ever found them. Not a route, not a stair. Some archaeologists insist they never existed. Others believe they are real, just buried, swallowed by centuries of shifting sand. And that's the paradox. The world's most famous garden might just be an idea, a story too beautiful to forget. Walk through the remnants, and you'll see the ruined splendor of the Ishtar Gate, once the bluest gateway in the world. Enameled lions, dragons, and bulls once paraded across its surface, fierce guardians of a city that believed itself eternal. The replica now resides in Berlin, brilliant under museum lights, while the original sleeps under the Iraqi sun. The irony, the gate that once welcomed the world's most powerful kings, now lies thousands of miles away, behind glass gazed upon by tourists who will never feel the desert's heat on their skin. Beyond the Ishtar Gate, amidst the weathered ruins of Babylon, stands the ancient Babylonian theater, a graceful reminder that even empires loved art as much as power. Its semicircular sandstone tiers rise like frozen ripples in time perfectly arranged to carry sound across the desert air. Once music, poetry, and royal ceremonies echoed through this arena, blending language and legend beneath the open sky. It's a stage where civilization once performed its own story, proof that even in the land of kings and conquest, beauty always demanded an audience. And then there's Nebuchadnezzar's palace, fragments of walls so vast it's hard to comprehend, bricks still stamped with the king's name, as if he feared being forgotten. He failed and yet succeeded. We remember the name, but not the man. Even the Tower of Babel, the legend that shaped humanity's story of pride and punishment, began here. The Ziggurat Temple, called Etemenanki, once rose so high it seemed to pierce the clouds. The Bible says God broke its builders with language. Archaeology says time did too. But perhaps they are both ways of breaking apart people who once dreamed as one. Now the lions, Babylon's eternal emblem, still guards this ghost city in stone. Their faces are worn, but their power remains intact. Amidst the ruins, shepherds lead their goats where priests once read the stars. The wind carries the scent of dust and myth, and every step is steeped in centuries of ambition. In the heart of the southern desert, where the horizon stretches flat and endless, a mountain of brick rises from the sand, the Ziggurat of Ur. Its steps climb into the ancient copper sky, each tier carved with the aspiration of people who once believed they could touch the gods. Built over 4,000 years ago, in honor of Nanna the moon god, it still stands battered but unbowed, one of Sumer's last great voices whispering in the stillness. As the sun sets behind its massive steps, shadows stretch across the plain like the memory of an empire that will never fade. At dusk, desert foxes slink between the broken stones, and a lone bird glides across the crimson horizon. The air hums with something ancient, not death, but memory. It is both ruin and revelation, a place where the line between earth and sky is thinner than anywhere else. about 125 kilometers north of Baghdad. Samarra is a city suspended between eternity and oblivion. Samarra's skyline is defined by its most haunting emblem, the Malwiya Tower, a 52-meter-high spiral of baked brick winding skyward as if time itself is trying to reach heaven. The ascent to its summit is both dizzying and poetic, a single ramp circling the tower's body reminiscent of ancient Mesopotamian ziggurats. From the top, the world unfolds in silence. The Tigris rivers shimmer the shadows of half-buried walls and the faint silhouette of an once mighty empire that dared to build beyond the desert. It is both minaret and memory, a monument that not only climbs to the sky, but spirals back through centuries. Beneath it lies the vast footprint of the Great Mosque of Samarra, once the largest mosque on Earth. Its walls, now mere weathered outlines, still command a sense of scale. Beyond imagination, a sprawling courtyard that could hold tens of thousands of worshippers, and a geometry so precise it seemed drawn by a divine hand. The mosque's ruins feel less like relics and more like the imprint of faith itself, still etched into the ground. Along the river is Al-Ashiq Palace, the Lover's Palace, with its steps leading to the water like a memory of peace. Its plaster walls still hold delicate floral motifs fragile in the desert wind. These are places where power once met poetry, and both are now dust. To this day, much of ancient Samarra remains hidden beneath modern streets and humble homes, an empire literally buried under everyday life. Stretching endlessly across the Najaf Desert, Wadi Salam is a sea of stone and stillness, the largest cemetery in the world. From above, it looks like a city carved for eternity, with narrow paths winding between millions of tombs, mausoleums, and shrines. The air is silent, yet filled with the presence of prophets, scholars, martyrs, and ordinary souls, resting side by side. Here, the living walk among the dead in quiet reverence. In the heart of northern Iraq, rising over the city like a crown of dust and memory, stands the Erbil Citadel, one of humanity's oldest continuously inhabited sites. From a distance, it looks like a colossal mound, but as you climb its winding path, the hill begins to whisper. Every layer of earth beneath your feet is a century, every brick a page from a story that never stopped being written. You are literally walking on civilization that has stood, fallen, and risen for over 7,000 years. Inside its walls, narrow alleys snake between ancient brick houses, relics of Ottoman courtyards, Kurdish homes, and forgotten shrines. The architecture is humble, yet profound, its irregular layout shaped by generations who built not by blueprint, but by memory. Constructed from classic stone, the tower rises elegantly, its four massive clock faces catching the sun like silver mirrors. The pointed roof, accented with smaller spires, evokes the architecture of a bygone empire, standing proudly against the backdrop of the ancient hilltop citadel. At the base of the tower lies a sprawling public square, where shimmering fountains dance in perfect rhythm, surrounded by lush gardens and walkways. The sound of water mingles with conversations and laughter, a timeless intersection of past and present, where the city breathes and reminisces. Just beyond its shadow stands the Mudhafaria minaret, slender and resolute amidst the greenery of Sami Abdul Rahman Park. Built in the late 12th century under the patronage of Muzaffar al-Din Kokbori, the tower reaches 36 meters, its octagonal shaft adorned with Kufic inscriptions and intricate brick patterns that shimmer differently with every hour of sunlight. In the middle of southern Iraq, the Samawa Desert is a world of silence and mirages where time seems to stand still. Sand stretches endlessly, rippling like a gilded ocean. Yet amidst this hot, empty landscape, life moves. Camel caravans traverse the dunes, their shadows stretching long under the scorching sun. It's a sight almost impossible to imagine, a scene from an ancient world still vibrant in the 21st century. Samawa's true paradox lies right in its heart. Lake Sawa, a shimmering salt lake surrounded by miles of parched desert. No river flows in, no stream flows out. Yet it endures, a blue eye staring out from the sand. Scientists call it a geological mystery, Locals call it a miracle. For centuries, nomads believed the lake was guarded by spirits because even in drought, it never disappears. Miles away, as you approach the edge of the Chibayish Marshes, part of ancient Mesopotamia's wetlands, it feels like another world, a glittering labyrinth of water and reeds where time has forgotten to move. Here, the marsh Arabs live in floating reed houses, their motorboats gliding through mirror-smooth lagoons. You'll be surprised to see hundreds of water buffalo immersing themselves as if claiming it as their own. Rising from the golden plains of northern Iraq, Hatra stands like an illusion in stone, a fortress city forged by time and faith. Massive walls enclose temples where Greek columns meet Oriental arches, and Roman design shelters Mesopotamian gods. The blend is mesmerizing Apollo next to Nergal, an oasis of civilization that once defied empires, now ruins that defy the wind. As dusk settles, the ruins glow like embers, and in the vast silence, you can almost hear the echoes of hymns and marketplaces, a haunting reminder that even in ruin, greatness endures. Tucked deep within the green valleys of Kurdistan, Laylish gleams like a secret the earth refuses to share. Its conical spires rise above sacred springs and ancient olive trees, marking the holiest site of the Yazidi people, a faith older than memory. Inside the darkened corridors, pilgrims walk barefoot, kissing doorframes, lighting olive oil lamps, their prayers flickering like stars. Yet what truly shocks and fascinates is the stark contrast between its peaceful appearance and the painful history of persecution suffered by the Yazidis, often misunderstood as devil worshippers due to their particular reverence for Melek Taus. Laylish is both a deeply spiritual place and a powerful testament to resilient strength in the face of agonizing adversity. The Great Al-Nuri Mosque in Mosul was one of Iraq's most iconic landmarks, once famous for its leaning minaret Al-Hadba, meaning the hunchback in Arabic, which gave the city its nickname. Built in the late 12th century, the mosque endured for over 850 years, surviving countless invasions and renovations. Its distinctive brick minaret, gracefully tilting against the skyline, symbolized Mosul's vitality and resilient spirit. Sadly, both the mosque and its beloved minaret were destroyed during the 2017 Battle of Mosul, but on September 3, 2025, the mosque reopened after restoration, allowing the public to once again view the city's historic beauty. In the dazzling Iraqi sun, Karbala shimmers like a mirage, a city of gold and devotion, rising from the desert plain. Here, faith is materialized. The twin shrines of Imam Hussein and Abbas ibn Ali dominate the skyline, their gilded domes glittering like suns, their spires piercing the heavens in perfect symmetry. As night falls, thousands of lights illuminate the marbled courtyards, and the gold-leafed surfaces glow as if the buildings themselves are alive, vibrating with prayer, sorrow, and love. Step inside, and you'll be swallowed by a halo. Every inch of the interior is a masterpiece. Walls of mirrored glass reflect candlelight mosaics of lapis and turquoise spiral across domes and calligraphy so intricate it seems to breathe. The air is thick with the scent of roses and frankincense. Every step echoes softly on marble floors, polished by centuries of devotion. Each year during the Arba'een pilgrimage, millions walk hundreds of kilometers to these golden domes. They come barefoot from Iran, Pakistan, Lebanon, even as far as India. The roads become human rivers flowing to Karbala with a rhythm older than time. What stuns most visitors isn't the crowd's size, but its silence, millions moving as one body, one heartbeat, whispering the same name, Hussein. In northern Iraq, Kurdistan sprawls like a hidden paradise, emerald valleys, snow-capped peaks and rivers shimmering with gold. It feels wild, almost supernatural, where wildflowers bloom like prayers across the hills. Perched over 1,000 meters above sea level in Duhok province, Iraq, Amidi sits like a crown on a mountain plateau. Inhabited since around 3000 BC, it's one of the oldest continuously populated towns on Earth, once a stronghold for Assyrians, Persians, and Ottomans. Narrow stone alleys wind through ancient gates and crumbling walls, while the Badenan Gate still stands as a silent guardian of its medieval past. From the town's edge, views stretch endlessly across misty valleys and jagged peaks, a breathtaking panorama that feels suspended between history and heaven. The Amedi Mosque, standing majestically amidst the ancient mountain town of Amedi, is a timeless symbol of faith and resilience. Its tall, cylindrical minaret, carved from warm stone, rises gracefully against the clear Kurdish sky, looking down upon the rugged valleys and peaks below. Built centuries ago, this mosque is a blend of simplicity and strength, a pillar of devotion that has witnessed empires rise and fall. In this earthly paradise, the Geli Ali Beg waterfall thunders through the mountains, the very heartbeat of heaven. Water cascades down sheer cliffs, scattering sunlight into rainbows that dance over emerald pools. A beauty so stunning it silences you in a land long known for conflict. Nearby, the serene Fellor Lake reflects the surrounding peaks like a dream suspended in glass. Its waters shift from turquoise to silver with passing clouds, hiding caves and legends beneath its surface. Iraq isn't just a destination. It's a revelation, a reminder that even in the heart of ruin, beauty endures, and from the dust of empires, humanity always finds a way to begin again. With every broken wall, there's still a living story. With every scar on this land, there's a lesson in resilience.